Who cares? This is Carson's Court reporting live on a Monday here in Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast at Beaker, Spotify. Welcome to Anchor. Welcome to Carson's Court on this great Monday here in Virginia Beach. A wild week six if you did not listen to my podcast yesterday. And this is Carson's Court reporting live in Virginia Beach. Let me start going to this. Aaron Rodgers didn't look good last night. I think we can all agree with that. Throwing a couple interceptions, really just didn't look good. Offensively, the line was out, way out. They were sacking him left and right. I mean, we can all argue Aaron Rodgers did not look good. They really got ripped by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, you know, I said it, if you listened to my show yesterday, I said there's a couple reasons for this. A, I think Brady's somewhat used to playing in warmer weather now that he lives in Florida than Aaron Rodgers. Living up in Wisconsin, having 8 home games in Wisconsin, their division's all north, Chicago, Minnesota, Detroit, it's all up in the northern part of the world. That's mainly that they play 8 home games, and then they also play 9, 10, 11 games as far north as Detroit, really in 1 year. So Green Bay is very much used to playing in colder weather. You can argue Tom Brady coming out of New England. I think he's a little bit more used to the warmer weather as a team. And I know Tampa Bay brought in a lot of new players, but as a team, they're used to playing in warmer weather too. The coach, I mean, when you have a home game, and I understand that, you know, the thing is, oh well, home field advantage doesn't really mean anything. I get that without the fans, but still, they're used to the field, they're used to the temperature, they get to sleep in their own beds. It's a little bit more of an advantage. The fans make it bigger, yes, but I still think home field is somewhat important. But, you know, Tampa Bay and Aaron Rodgers, he got sacked like you wouldn't believe. Many times he got sacked. To me, Green Bay really got ripped. I mean, they got ripped by this this team. And, you know, I said it before, Green Bay's a great team. Tampa Bay is a great team. So why did they lose? Well, like I said, I think weather's a huge factor. I think also the offensive line didn't look good. The defense was not great. I mean, the Packers just had a bad game. Tampa Bay had a great game. Brady, really displayed a heck of a game. And this Tampa Bay team, and we had Mike on the show a little while ago, a couple weeks ago, and he was saying how Tampa Bay was the team to watch. Tampa Bay, this team, and I said it before, this team's a playoff team, so is Green Bay. Green Bay, to me, is not only a playoff team, but I think a NFC championship team, them in Seattle. Tampa Bay is a team that will get to the playoffs. They'll win a game, maybe two, if they play Green Bay. I think they'll struggle a little more against Green Bay, but I think they can beat Green Bay. And then I think they'll play Seattle in the NFC Championship. I still think Green Bay is going to beat Tampa Bay, but I can't rule out Tampa Bay winning. And then it'll be an interesting matchup between, if it gets that far, Tampa Bay and Seattle, which I think Tampa Bay will lose. Tampa Bay, to me, is not a Super Bowl team. They are a playoff team, divisional round. Maybe I'll stretch if they play Green Bay to a conference championship final in the NFC. But to me, they're not a Super Bowl team. But, you know, I do think they will win at least one, maybe two games in the playoffs. Seattle, I think they will lose to. And if you listened to the show yesterday, I thought Seattle was the best team in the NFC, best team in the NFL. they will go the longest undefeated, and they probably will win the Super Bowl. I said, that's my pick to win the Super Bowl is the Seattle Seahawks. I think just Tampa Bay is, and you know, those two teams are very close, Tampa Bay and Green Bay. I think Tampa Bay might be a hair better. I think Tom Brady, and I said this yesterday, Tom Brady once again showed he is the best quarterback in the NFL, best football player in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers showed that he's still number three. I think he showed that he is a good quarterback. He's actually a great quarterback. But I think he's a little bit more on the... I don't think he's going to become the second best quarterback. I mean, he's past his peak. I don't see the Packers winning another Super Bowl in Aaron Rodgers' era. All right, well, let's go into this. You know, I said this before. I talked about this on a show yesterday, too. The Browns, the Steelers, once again, the Browns showed they're a good team. The Steelers showed they're a great team. The Steelers' defense really looked good yesterday against Cleveland. And really, I think Cleveland's really, you know, they picked it up a little bit, but it, you know, once you're down 38-7, it would take a miracle to come back. And really, they really didn't have that. I thought Pittsburgh played like a playoff team. I thought Pittsburgh played really like they to me look like the top five team right now. In 2 weeks, I think I'll have a different opinion on Pittsburgh and on Tennessee. That's coming up next on the Carson's Court Show. But yeah, to me, Pittsburgh right now, definitely a playoff team, winning against in the wild card, advancing to the divisional round. I think they might have a dog in the race, or a horse in the race, against Baltimore. But if you play Kansas City, it is game over. And to me, you heard me say yesterday that my top four teams and the teams that I think will be in the AFC and NFC Championship are Green Bay, Seattle, and Baltimore and Kansas City. I still, if Pittsburgh played Baltimore, I'm still picking Baltimore. But to me, this is a closer race, I think, than a lot of people think, between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. All right, well, let's go into this. Let's go into this. Tennessee. Tennessee and Houston, really close game. And here's why, coming out of the Tennessee game, I'm thinking, wow, not only did they win, but it was a close game. I'm slightly more concerned on Tennessee against Pittsburgh. I'm still picking Tennessee. So if you're a Tennessee fan, I'm still picking you to go 6-0. But I'm a little concerned about Pittsburgh's defense. You saw what Pittsburgh did. I mean, really. And see, the thing is, yes, Tennessee has a better offense, but Pittsburgh is really good at defense. So they have a better chance than any other team outside of maybe Kansas City, Baltimore, and Seattle to stop the running play. And I think that they might, actually. If they do, Pittsburgh, it'll be a very close game. I still think Pittsburgh will lose. And I'm going to say right now, I think that score will be 30-27, Tennessee, with a game-ending field goal. But I think Tennessee, to me, and, you know, they've had multiple of those. Think about it. But to me, Tennessee is a playoff team, a team that really has a chance, I think, against especially against Baltimore, but I think Kansas City, too. So Tennessee, to me, they're a team to keep an eye on. Especially down the road, once we get closer to the playoffs. I think they're winning the division. I think the Colts are coming second place, Houston third, Jacksonville fourth. But I definitely wouldn't rule out the Colts either. I think they're a great team. The offense is getting better. But like I said, to me, really, you have to keep an eye on the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the AFC. In the NFC, if I told you two teams to keep an eye on, it would be the Rams and... I would say the Rams and probably Tampa Bay in the and Chicago. I think Chicago's a very unexpected team. I think Green Bay will win the division. I think Chicago will get the wild card. I think the Rams will get the wild card. I think Seattle will win the division. Tampa Bay will win. And there's a third wild card this weekend. I think that has a chance to go to the Saints. All right. Well, coming up next on the Carson's Quartz Show, I'm going to tell you why I picked Tennessee, but why I think if Pittsburgh can stop the running game, it will be closer. Also, coming up on the Carson's Quartz Show, this is very interesting to me, really, in the NFL. Patriots 2-3 without Brady. So now that we're deep in NFL, are the Patriots a huge threat anymore? This dynasty, this huge, huge, long dynasty, is it coming to an end? Or is it an end? I'm going to talk to you about that next on the Carson's Quartz Show. Also coming up next on the Carson's Quartz Show. That's right. Week 6, Tennessee and Pittsburgh. I'm going to break down, again, all the matchups. Why is Seattle that good? And why do I have concerns against Tennessee? Why do I think Pittsburgh will drop out of the top 5 in 2 weeks? That's coming up next. All on that and much more on the Carson's Quartz Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on the Carson's Quartz Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Quartz Show. So let's go into this. I have some concerns for Tennessee, and here's why. They're a good team. Great offense. Good defense. Maybe okay. But to me, Tennessee, what happens if they play a great offense like Pittsburgh or a great defense like Pittsburgh and Tennessee? You can't win a Super Bowl with an okay defense, but a heck of an offense. So to me, Pittsburgh is going to be a close game. Both 5-0 teams, both red hot. To me, I'm picking Tennessee by 3. And here's why. You have a great team, great offense. I mean, really, a great team. Henry's on fire. Tannehill's on fire. Pittsburgh is a great defensive team. And they will. They will try their best to hold Tennessee to a very, very limited offensive game. But to me, not many teams have been able to stop Henry all year. I think that's part. And, you know, a lot of people say Tannehill. Part of me is thinking maybe it's more Henry that this team is on fire. I mean, he had a great game against Buffalo. They just crushed Buffalo. To me, this team is good. Great, really. I think Pittsburgh's winning this, though. I mean, excuse me. I think Tennessee's winning this by a game-ending field goal. And let me say this. If Tennessee wins this game, they are a good team. Their division, the Colts, are the biggest possible threat. Texas, not great. Their defense is good, so that'll be interesting. And Jacksonville, they're coming in last place. So, I mean, they can win this division. You flip over to Dallas, and I'm going to get to why I think Dallas is still a playoff team next. But to me, I mean, you really think about it, Tennessee's a team to watch in the AFC. I mean, I'm not saying this team's going to win the Super Bowl, but what I am saying is this team can make a run for the Super Bowl. I think Kansas City is going to go to the Super Bowl, but I mean, look what they did to Baltimore last year. All right, why I think Pittsburgh, on the other hand, will drop out of the top 5 really at all. And here's why. Pittsburgh is a great team. They're number one in defense. The offense is catching up. But Tennessee 6-0, Baltimore 5-1. There's no way they're beating Baltimore. I will give them a horse in the race against Tennessee. But let's be honest. Pittsburgh is a great team. They really are. But probably the top 15 best offenses in this league are Tennessee, in the top 10, really, are Tennessee and Baltimore. Cleveland's not in it. Houston's not in it. Denver's definitely not in it. And the Giants had just picked up their first win to the Washington's football team. So, yeah, Pittsburgh's a great team. I think they'll make the playoffs. I think they'll go on a run. I think they might even have a horse in the race against Baltimore in the playoffs, because Baltimore's a different team in the playoffs. But to me, this Pittsburgh team is just okay, or just okay, as far as against Tennessee, against Baltimore, against really good many teams. I mean, don't get me wrong. Pittsburgh is in the top five right now. I think they'll drop to the top 10. I think that's where they're going to end the season, is a top 10 team. So, they're a great team. But I think Tennessee will win. I think they'll lose to Baltimore. So, lose-lose, two losses in a row. So, that did drop to 5-2. That's still a good record. And it's not their fault that they have to play two very crucinating teams in a row. But I will say this, I think they're dropping to 5-2. Alright, well, let's go into this. Coming up on the Carson's Court Show, top five worst teams in the NFL, top five best. Also, why I think Dallas is still a playoff team. Don't give up on Dallas. That's all next on the Carson's Court Show. And the Greek Freak met his brother at the airport to congratulate him from ESPN. That is next. What does this mean? Does that mean the Lakers could get arguably three of the top five best players in the world? That's next on the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Carson's Court Show, the last podcast of the day. Let's go into this. A lot of people said Dallas. Oh, well, Dak Prescott got hurt. That's the end of the year for Dallas. Dallas won't make the playoffs. Let me just remind everybody, Dallas is part of the worst division in the NFL. All right, Redskins only won one game. The Giants only won one game, and Philly can't seem to get past one game either. Dallas have won two. All right. So, as much as I think Dallas is going to win the division, I really do. Andy Dalton has played many, many, many years as a number one string quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. Dallas, this is not an ordinary backup quarterback. Number one, Dallas is in the best division or worst division in the NFL. Number two, Andy Dalton's played professionally as a number one string. Dallas will be a good team. They won't be a great. They'll be an okay maybe. It'll be a nice run to see between Philly and Dallas. I think Philly might have a chance. I'm not rolling Philly out. They're only down one game out of first place. Philly has a chance. I would say it's between Dallas and Philly. I don't think the Redskins have a horse. I don't think the Giants have a horse. I think it's between Philly and Dallas. And it'll be a race. I mean, it will be a race. Before Dak got hurt, I would lean a little bit more towards Dallas. Now that he's hurt, Dallas has a chance. I'm not rolling him out. I think they're a playoff team. I think Philly is, Philly's a great team. Philly's a good team, an okay team. I think they might, if they win the division, they'll obviously make the playoffs. They have a chance, I think, to be somewhat competitive. I mean, I like their quarterback, Carson Wentz. I think they have somewhat competitive. If the Eagles get in the playoffs, I think they'll be more competitive than if Dallas gets in the playoffs. Let me put it to that way. But with that being said, I think it's between Dallas and Philly. All right, let's go into this. The Greek Freak met his brother in L.A. to say congratulations. This is somewhat of saying, there's a chance he could leave Milwaukee and go to the Lakers. That's what some people think. Let me say this. Milwaukee is still the front runner for many reasons. That's right. The Bucks are still the front runner. Lakers, a very close number two. But I think he's going to stay in Milwaukee. For one, I think Milwaukee is really, they're a talented team. And so is the Lakers. But he might want to stay with the Bucks to win him a championship. I mean, that's what everybody thought. Oh, it's either the Bucks or in. It's between the Lakers and the Clippers. Well, technically, I thought that too. Yes, I thought it'd be Lakers, Bucks, Lakers win the championship. They came across a angry, red hot, high confidence Heat team that was ready to win a championship. He wants to win a Bucks. The Bucks want to win a championship. So, yeah, let's say this. To me, the Bucks are a great team. The Lakers are a great team. But that was a small window for Milwaukee. Let's be honest. The Brooklyn Nets are going to be better. They got Kyrie Irving. They got Kevin Durant. They're going to be better. So now, instead of saying, oh, well, Milwaukee, a clear sweep to the NBA Finals. Not at all. Now they're going to say, well, we got Milwaukee, we got Brooklyn, we got the Lakers, the Warriors will be better, and the Clippers. That's terrifying if you're the Bucks. And especially because there's two types of players. One wants to stay in a team and win a championship. The other wants to leave the team if they're not good because he feels like he wants to win a championship before he leaves his prime. Depending on what the Greek Freak on a Kolopo is, which type of player will determine if he, I really do think it will determine if he goes to the Lakers or Bucks. My guess, he's staying in Milwaukee, wants to win a championship, ride out the Brooklyn Nets. And let's be honest, he has a better chance staying in the Bucks. The West is loaded between Golden State, the Clippers, the Lakers. I think Minnesota will be better. The West is loaded. All right, well, I'm going to do my top five best teams, top five worst. Let's start out with top five best teams in the NFL. Number five, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like I said, they're barely hanging on. I think this team's good. I think this team's great. I think they'll struggle a little bit to Tennessee and Baltimore, which will push them out of the top five. But to me, I think the schedule is very tough the next 2 weeks. Number five, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number four, and this team I've went back and forth on because I'm thinking, which team is better? They're very close. I've came to my mind, Baltimore is number four. For one, I think that, they play Pittsburgh. They have a bye, so that'll keep them at 5-1. Then they play Pittsburgh, which they should win. So that'll rise them to 6-1. To me, they lost to Kansas City. They technically got crushed by Kansas City. Number four, Baltimore. Number three, the Tennessee Titans. Henry's scary. This offense is scary. This offense I would put in the top three. I probably would put the top three offenses as Seattle, Tennessee, and maybe Tampa. But definitely Tennessee Kansas City is number three in offensive. So number three, the Tennessee Titans. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs. This team is scary. I just got a notification that they beat the Bucks. Beat the Bills, which is a very, they're my pick to win the division. It'll be interesting. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number one, the Seattle Seahawks. To me, this team is loaded from right to left. They have a good defense. They have a great offense. They have a heck of a quarterback. This team's loaded. And they play Arizona next, which they should win. That should keep them undefeated. This team's my Super Bowl pick. This team cannot really get any better than what they are. So here we go. Top five best teams. Number five, Pittsburgh. Number four, the Ravens. Number three, the Titans. Number two, the Chiefs. And number one, the Seahawks. There's my top five best football NFL teams right now. All right, top five worst NFL teams to end the podcast with. Number five, the top five worst teams, the Falcons. This team has talent. I'm not saying they don't have talent. This team has talent. They got a good quarterback. He's past his prime, Matt Ryan. They have a good offense. With a good running back with Todd Gurley. I mean, this team, they have a great wide receiver. This team has talent. I'm not sure why they're really pulling down, but they have talent. Number five, the Falcons. I mean, no, the record doesn't show it, but I think they're an okay team. They got a great offense. Their defense could improve, but I mean, they could easily be 3-5. They blew a lead to the two teams. I can't think of them off the top. I think one was Dallas, and I don't know. I can't think of the other one off the top of my head. But definitely, this team, I think, has talent. They could really well easily be 3-5 and not 1-5. Anyway, this team has talent. Number five, the Atlanta Falcons. Number four. This team also has a lot of talent. They're in a very tough division. There's no way they're going to win it. Cincinnati Bengals. This team, to me, has a lot of talent. But I do think that they're not going to win the division. I think that if you give them time, they'll be the next Baltimore Ravens. This team is tough. I mean, the record doesn't show it. I like the quarterback. The offense is picking up. But the record doesn't show it, and I do think they're number four. Number four, the Cincinnati Bengals. Number three, and this team I had to think a lot about. Number three, the Washington football team. This team, the quarterback, they still can't figure out the quarterback. I mean, they benched the one that they played previous. I think they put in Alex not that long ago. This team is very unorganized with quarterbacks. With that being said, I think in a couple years they will be good. But for right now, I mean, this team, they can't get anything going with quarterbacks. Number three, the Washington football team. Number two, the Minnesota Vikings. This team, you know, they're in a somewhat tough division with Green Bay. I mean, division's not that tough. They got Detroit, Chicago's on fire. Green Bay's on fire. There's no way they're winning this division. There's no way this team's going to the playoffs. So, really, this team is good. I mean, they're not good, but I think they have talent. I like the quarterback. I really like Kirk Cousins. But, I mean, they're not going anywhere. Number two, Minnesota. Number one, the Jets. This team just released Le'Veon Bell, which I still don't understand. This team can't get anywhere with Sam Darnold. And this defense can't get anywhere. This offense can't get anywhere. They haven't won a game, and I'm not 100% sure they're going to. I mean, number one, I mean, the Jets. So here we go. Number five, the Falcons. I think this team has talent. Number four, I don't think they're expressing the talent. But number five, the Falcons. And really, the Falcons, like I said, they have talent. The running back's good. The quarterback's past his prime. But he's good. So there we go. There is my top five. My top five worst NFL teams. So thank you for listening to the Carson's Court Show. For the last time, we're live in Virginia Beach. Coming up tomorrow, I'm wrapping up Monday Night Football. And picking on Wednesday, I'll be picking my NFL picks. You already know some of them. I have Tennessee winning. I have Seattle winning. But that's all. All my picks are coming up on Wednesday on the Carson's Court Show. Have a great day. For the last time, we are live in Virginia Beach. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow.